AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Canadian police say a suspect in the stabbing deaths of 10 people yesterday in Saskatchewan has been found dead. His injuries not self-inflicted. The second suspect, his brother, remains on the run. A federal judge has granted former President Trump's request for a special master to review documents seized by the FBI during a search of his Florida home last month. Our Eric Tucker reports that could slow the Justice Department's investigation.
This ruling from Judge Eileen Cannon is very significant because in addition to granting the request for the special master, she also said that she was going to temporarily block the Justice Department from doing its own review of the seized materials. So that means the DOJ can do certain investigative work, but it can no longer inspect or review the documents until basically the judge says so.
British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss has been chosen to succeed Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader. Queen Elizabeth is scheduled to formally name her as Prime Minister tomorrow. Russian shelling triggered a fire that's cut the last transmission line from Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant, knocking it off the electrical grid. The International Atomic Energy Agency still has two experts at the plant. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi says the work is dangerous, but Charles Deledesma reports it's not the first time inspectors have risked their lives.
Tarek Graf, the organization's former head of verification and security, tells the AP teams have gone before into a situation of armed hostilities, noting that the IAEA had sent inspectors to Iraq in 2003 and to the former Soviet Republic Georgia during fighting. But he adds, the situation in Zaporizhia is the most serious one we've sent colleagues to. It's unprecedented. Speaking to reporters after the visit, Rafael Grossi said the agency was not moving from the plant from now on and vowed a continued presence of agency experts. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is AP News. It's been a rather unusual holiday weekend at the box office. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta explains.
A film that came out nearly 9 months ago is the top draw at theaters this weekend.
You're not Peter Parker.
Spider-Man No Way Home tops the box office this weekend, bringing in $6 million on its re-release with new footage. A factor in its favor was that Saturday was the first National Cinema Day. Movie tickets were $3 each. It was to get people in theaters over Labor Day weekend, which is usually one of the slowest of the year. The number two movie this weekend was Top Gun Maverick, with DC League of Super Pets in third. Bullet Train was number four. Last week's number one, The Invitation, falls to fifth. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
One other notable coming in at number 10, Jaws. Yes, that Jaws, Steven Spielberg's 1975 classic. It's been re-released in 3D. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.